and welcome to Useful Advice Podcast Number 1. My name's Lena.
And I'm Tess Nim, or Tess if you prefer. We're your presenters, and we've got a lot of things for you to listen to today. But before we start, I think we should introduce ourselves. Lena?
Okay, I'm Lena.
Or tell you what, I'll introduce you, and you can introduce me. How about that?
Well, okay then. This is Tess. She's from Masgar. She's 16 and she loves volleyball and cooking.
Okay, and this is Lena. She comes from Oran. She's 16 just like me and she likes reading books and she's a great drawer as well.
Thanks. And there's one more person for you to meet. I'd like to introduce our producer, Sarah. Say hello to everyone, Sarah.
Hello. Pleased to meet you.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
And how are you today?
Very well. Thank you, Tess.
Good. We'll speak to Sarah again later in the show, but now it's time to get you with our program.
Well, before, I wanted to ask you, where are you, Tess? It looks like you're outside in the street, aren't you?
Yes. You hit the nail on the head, Lena. I'm at the shopping center to buy new clothes for Eid. It's just around the corner, you know. I guess you've already prepared everything for the event, haven't you?
Yes, I have. But you know what is approaching very soon?
Yes, that is our subject for today. Dear listeners, we will talk about Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, also referred to the Night of Power, is one of the most important nights in our Islamic calendar. Laylatul Qadr can happen in any of last nights of Ramadan. Last 10 nights of Ramadan, actually.
I have a quiz for you, Tess. But be careful, there are two correct answers.
Go ahead.
So, what are the two other names of Laylatul Qadr in English? Is it the Night of Quran? Or the Precious Day? The Important Date? Or the Night of Destiny?
I don't know. Maybe the Night of Destiny?
We will reveal the answer at the end of the podcast. And now, let's continue with our program. What indicators show us that it is Laylatul Qadr, Tess?
Among that appear that Laylatul Qadr, the strength of illumination, and the light of that night, and the moon will be, as they say, كَمَثَلِ شَقٍ جَفْنَهُ. That is like a half of plates, you know, Lena. The sky will be clear, free of stars and meteors, and contain no clouds. Can you imagine that? The air in it will also be light and warm, so that a person feels comfort and tranquility on this great night with feet. And sensorily, and the sun rises in the morning as a disk that has no rays. Like, you know, Lena, you see the sun with no rays as a disk. Can you imagine?
Oh, okay. And why is Laylatul Qadr considered as the holiest night of the year?
Laylatul Qadr commemorates the night on which God first revealed the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, through the angel Gabriel between brackets Jibril. On the night of power, angel comes down earth. The Quran says that this night is better than 1,000 months.
Okay, lastly, what kind of worship can we do, especially during this holy night, Tess?
It is well known that during Laylatul Qadr, we Muslims receive the Holy Quran, donate to charities and do supplication.
Yes, I know a good one. Oh Allah, make me healthy in my body. Oh Allah, preserve for me my hearing. Oh Allah, preserve for me my sight. There is none worthy of worship but you. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from disbelief and poverty. And I seek refuge in you from the punishment of the grave. There is none worthy of worship but you.
Which means, اللهم عافني في بدني، اللهم عافني في سمعي، اللهم عافني في بصري، لا إله إلا أنت، اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وأعوذ بك من عذاب القبر، لا إله إلا أنت.
And now it's time to reveal the correct answer to our previous quiz. Sarah, would you do us the honor of telling the answer to the listeners?
Sure. The two other English names for Laylatul Qadr are the Precious Day and the Night of Destiny.
And whoa! I got it right!
Good job, Sneem. And
Thank you.
The end of today's program. We have to go now, but don't go away. After this episode, make sure to catch with new episodes coming up soon.
Bye-bye and tahafturkum, everybody.
Goodbye.